Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Salmon, Certified Integrative Nutrition Coach and Brain Health License Trainer. And this is a little bit unexpected episode that I'm recording because I was so inspired by Misfit Vegan's latest podcast episode where she talked about why she is cutting down on interviews. She said in the title, she says she's no longer doing interviews, but when you listen to it, she still is open to doing interviews. And I think y'all should definitely listen to her podcast because it is hilarious. She keeps it 100, and I expect nothing less from a fellow New Yorker. Yes, I can't stop laughing after listening to it, but this is so true. But I wanted to chime in and share my personal experience because that for a period of time, I was doing a lot of interviews too. And I cut back on it actually for a completely different reason than Misfit Vegan, Miss Jeanette. The interview that really made a huge impact on me out of all the interviews I did up until that point, and it's still one of the most powerful and impactful interviews, is the interview I did with Dr. Brooke Goldner. Of Goodbye Lupus. I interviewed her and she told the story of how she reversed lupus and stage 4 kidney failure. And I have a cousin who is on dialysis 3 times a week in his 40s. And he's of working age and not able to make money because his kidneys are no longer working. And when I heard her story, I'm like, I cannot continue to sit behind a mic while there are dialysis centers flooding my communities and they're not sharing her book. They're not sharing her story. They're not sharing her testimony. I have to do something to get this message out to the people because it just feels criminal. It feels criminal to just keep churning out content when there are folks that need this message that aren't getting this message. And that's why I started to, instead of focusing so much on the podcast, I started to try to strategize how I could operate more like a nonprofit, like a community place-based organization. But, you know, my business is not place-based really because I live in many different places. I'm born and raised in New York, lived in Oakland, lived in Chicago, lived in LA. Now I live in Orlando. And for months out of the year, I'm in Europe traveling. So I definitely have the life that I planned for myself back in 2014, 2015, when I first had in my head to have a business where I wasn't stuck. Because when I had my brick and mortar food business in Chicago, it was so cold and the spring would show up and the weather's nice and customers would come back and be like, oh yeah, I spent the cold ass winter in this nice, beautiful place. I was traveling here. I was traveling there. Meanwhile, I'm stuck. I can't travel because the business just did not allow for me not to be there. So I have the life now that I wanted and have been planning for since 2014, 2015. So figure we're in 2024 now. So it took 10 years. It didn't take that long, but basically it's been 10 years in the making and I have it. But in terms of impact, that place-based work is important because not everyone is tapping into folks like myself and Misfit Vegan on the internet or Dr. Brooke Goldner or Dr. Baxter, some great change makers. They're not tapping into them on the internet because the algorithms feed you what you're already into. And if you are most, it's kind of like the saying, you're most like the people you hang around, which is why a lot of people are struggling with their health because most of America is struggling with their health. They're hanging around people who aren't interested, aren't leaning in, aren't aware. If you're not aware, you're not even researching, right? You're not asking the questions or looking into because you're not aware, right? You don't know what you don't know, as they say, which is why it's really helpful to hire a coach. But how do you not even hire a coach? You think what you're going through is so normal, right? And before I interviewed Dr. Brooke Goldner, lupus, I felt, of course you die from this. I've had cousins die from this. Stage 4 kidney failure, how do you come back from that? She blew my mind with her testimony and the fact that she's helping others. And it's just amazing, amazing testimony to what fruits and vegetables could do for you. The fact that you need other things, it feels like a hoax, you know, where society has made it so that it feels so hard to do the very basic, fundamental, foundational things that could keep us well. We have a lot of advancements in terms of our quality of life and living experience due to some brilliant minds over the years, but this way we have been really pulled away from our natural way of living is really, it's sad, and it's a huge part of the issue. But I just wanted to share that because I really resonated with Jeanette's podcast, but we have different reasons for why we've cut back on interviews. I do want to interview people who have had an amazing transformation with cleaning up their diet. And I'm seeing it now on my friend feed on Facebook where folks go through a loss and then all of a sudden they're like, oh my God. And then they start working on their health and they're just feeling amazing, looking amazing. And this is awesome. It's unfortunate that we have to watch the people we love die and suffer before we pay attention, but we're all living under the human condition. That was my story. I mean, granted, I was pretty young, so God got me early so I could pay attention. Also, there was a point that Jeanette mentioned. Definitely go listen to her podcast. I don't know where you can find it on the podcast venues, but it is on YouTube if you search Misfit Vegan. But she talked about recipes and recipe books. And this is one of the things that I have a gripe with, folks, because it's like, if you want to be plant-based and you have all the books, you need to just organize your life around actually opening those books and making those recipes so you can have an opinion about it. Do I like this? Do I not like this? Make a date with those books. But it's not every recipe out there you're going to like everything. Typically, when I look at a recipe, I use it as inspiration. And that's because I have been in the kitchen playing around enough where I know what I like and I know what will work well together. I know things that I can't really digest that well. And so I will look at something like, let's say I'm going to actually pull a book up now, for example. So I got this book from the library that I've looked at many times before in the past. It's a great book for inspiration. Okay. It's called Mason Jar Salads and More by Julia Mirabella, 50 Layered Lunches to Grab and Go. And the concept is basically you put a salad in a mason jar and it's grab and go. So I work with people who are busy professionals and I'm like, this is a really great tool for them so that they can have their lunch prepped in advance and grab and go. Right? But it's not a vegan book. There are foods in here that I would never recommend. There's a lot of oils. And for folks struggling with obesity, that is something we want to completely eliminate for now, right? Okay. So I'm looking right now at a recipe called arugula, pine nut, and Parmesan salad. And I see I have pine nut. I don't have arugula. And right now the greens that I use are the ones that I'm growing on my tower. And I purposely didn't buy arugula seeds because I'm like, if I need to use arugula or whatever, I'll just buy it because I'm not into arugula like that. You'll see even on rawfoodmealplanner.com, there are recipes there with like arugula salad because I had a phase where I was just trying all these different greens, which is I highly recommend, right? Because you're not going to know if you like something unless you try it. Before I went vegan, I swore I didn't like most of the stuff I eat now on a regular basis, right? And I had never tried them, but because they were green, because they were different, you know, than what I was used to, I just was like, nah, I don't think I'm gonna like it. But you're not gonna know unless you try. So, okay, back to this recipe. They have olive oil, so I wouldn't use olive oil. They have pine nuts. I have pine nuts. I would use that. The lemon vinaigrette looks good. And then you got to flip some pages to see what's in the lemon vinaigrette, right? It's lemon juice, salt, black pepper, and olive oil. So I would just use everything except the olive oil. And then they have cherry tomatoes. I actually prefer sun-dried tomatoes, so I would swap with that. The arugula leaves, I would use my dandelion. Arugula has a very, and this is how you know, this is why I say experiment with foods, because you're able to make these changes to get similar flavor profiles while not eating the stuff already you don't like or that don't work for your digestive system, right? So arugula leaves have a very like bitter kind of peppery taste to it, right? In terms of a bitter green, I'm growing dandelion on my tower garden. So I would swap this out with dandelion greens, and to make it a bigger salad, this is just for like a mason jar, but I like to make bigger salads. So I would beef it up with some kale. I really love kale, and I think that would balance out the flavor so it's not all bitter greens. They have here 2 tablespoons shaved Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, right? This stuff is mucus forming. Of course, I wouldn't eat cheese, dairy, eggs, meat, right? So I have 2 options with this. I could completely eliminate this, or I could try to make a raw vegan version of cheese. This is something I'm getting into now because it's a lot of work, okay, to make cheese. I've made, of course, cashew cheese before. I have this really delicious jerk seasoned cashew cheese that I use in a variety of different recipes. So this I could play, or I can either make a raw vegan version of this, or I can just eliminate it and maybe put in nutritional yeast to get like a cheesy flavor and just keep it simple. So 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast or something. And that's it. So 1 quart mason jar. That's the whole recipe. So I just work you through a recipe in this book off the fly randomly. Anybody and everybody can do this, right? Which makes it beneficial to continue to buy recipe books or borrow them from the library, like I did with this book, or seek them out on the internet, whatever. Because the way, like, sometimes we get stuck in a rut where we're always eating the same things all the time. And just to see how other people are putting things together can be like, oh, like when I got Amma Apare's book, Food for the Soul, great book. And I saw like there's a theme with her recipes on how she's putting the flavor profiles together. I think it was her book I really fell in love with coconut aminos. I was using it before, but with her book, I really fell in love with it and found even more ways to use it. So there's value in that. Anyway, just sharing my thoughts. And yes, again, go listen to Misfits Vegan's podcast. She didn't ever ask me to recommend it to you all, but I just thought it was so funny and so real. And I just love it out here on these streets when people keep it real in favor of helping humanity. Cause I believe in conscious capitalism. Great book by John Mackey, where he puts out this framework, and he actually, I think he organized a nonprofit around it where you can actually meet with folks throughout America. But the book talks about the 5 stakeholders for every business. And conscious capitalism is making sure all the 5 stakeholders get what they need. So it's a win, 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 win. Wait, did I say that right? Win, 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 win. Yeah. Oh, look. Perfect. The government gets what they need, right? Because, of course, you got to appease the government. The clients get what they need. The staff, the team gets what they need. And who else is involved? I forget the other. Oh, your suppliers. And I read this book when I had the brick and mortar store. So it really resonated with me because I was dealing with the organic supplier, but, you know, also looking at Whole Foods because John Mackey's writing this book. And so I'm looking at Whole Foods and comparing, and we have our store. And it really resonated with me. With the business I have now, online coaching business, where I have a very small team, we probably don't even have, I can't remember that 5th stakeholder, but the concept is important. The concept is really important. And I think that there's a lot going on in the world right now with industry especially, that is making people sick and putting them on the conveyor belt to being dependent on pharmaceutical drugs, surgeries, doctor's visits, where people are getting older and their whole retirement is in and out of the doctor's office every single week. And this is sad. I don't think people work for decades with this vision in mind that when they retire, this is what life is going to be like. Like, you can't travel because you have this doctor's visit this week and this doctor's visit that week. And we could do so much better. So with that in mind, I do have a webinar coming up soon, a free webinar, so we can gather and discuss. And let me grab the date for you on that. Yeah, the webinar is called Beat Burnout, Raw Foods for Sustained Energy and Focus. And I'm hosting it on January 31st. It'll most likely be in the evening. And to get an invite, you should be on my email list. So if you are obviously interested in raw foods, then you want to download my healthy digestion recipe book. That's on my website at rawfoodmealplanner.com. It's right at the top in the banner. And then I also have the 21-day New Year Meal Prep Challenge going on. If you still want to get in that and explore some delicious recipes, see how we're doing it on my side of the internet, you can sign up for that on the website, rawfoodmealplanner.com, right on the main page. My coaching programs go deeper than nutrition because based on my clients' goals, there's definitely more. I mean, always there's more to it, right? To a healthy body. That's what a holistic lifestyle is all about. But I think the gateway has to be the foundation, which is like, this is where we should lean towards. Even if you try 100% raw for a short period of time and you're like, I can't sustain it or I don't want to sustain it, that's fine because I already know that once fruits and vegetables get in your system, your own body will hold you accountable. It will draw you back to it time and time again because your gut microbiome will change. You will start to crave healthier foods. I mean, that's what happened for me. And I see that happening with my clients and the people that I help. They gravitate towards the raw foods. You may not be 100%, but the majority of your diet will be that because you've already experienced it. You've dipped your toe in the water. And that's all we can ask for. Anyway, see you next time.